GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee leaders say they support the latest state plan to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and to keep the Brewers in Wisconsin. Here's Nate Wegehout.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers passed the revised bill on an assembly committee yesterday. Under the bill, the state would pay $411 million on renovations for American Family Field over the next 30 years. The bill passed yesterday reduced the amount the city and county of Milwaukee would have to pay for stadium repairs. Both Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley and Mayor Cavalier Johnson say they now support the bill. It's set to go to the full assembly for a vote next week. Governor Evers says he would sign the bill if it made it to his desk. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The state assembly is passing three bills to limit the rights of transgender Wisconsinites. Two of them would regulate participation in girls and women's sports. Another would ban gender-affirming care for people under 18. Democrat Katrina Shelton says the bills like these hurt transgender kids who struggle with mental illness and thoughts of suicide.
We're talking about real lives and real pain and real suffering. And I would love, Mr. Speaker, if we could all simply agree today that we need to keep kids alive.
Republican Janelle Branchton says the bills are not about hate, but about fairness.
The physical differences at birth between boys and girls, men and women, is substantial. It's a substantial difference.
Governor Evers says he'll veto the bills if they pass the Senate. There's a new push to try to encourage more women to get screened for breast cancer when they're younger. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Eric Tegedoff reports.
About 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed in her lifetime, but survival rates are high if the cancer is caught early. Dr. Monica Wells with Kaiser Permanente says 50 is a well-known age for people to start getting screened for the cancer.
But what we're doing is we're wanting to move the needle on that and have those conversations earlier.
About 1 in 11 new breast cancer cases are diagnosed to women younger than 45. There are more than 3.8 million breast cancer survivors in the United States. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
Jews in Wisconsin say they're processing the trauma of the massacre in Israel last week. Alex Scher is a reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He also spoke with a number of Jewish college students Wednesday night.
The Jewish people in America feel largely unheard, largely lonely, and overwhelmingly, they're on autopilot.
Scher spoke with Civic Media's Todd Albaugh. The Humane Society of Southeast Wisconsin is looking for help after 50 kittens were recently removed from a home. Many of the cats have medical needs. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Two people were seriously injured in a single car crash in Outagamie County. The crash happened around 9 a.m. Thursday morning in Cicero on Highway 47. The Outagamie County Sheriff's Office says a pickup truck rolled over and trapped the two passengers. The Nichols Fire Department was called to pull the passengers out of the truck, which was completely flipped over. Authorities are not sure at this time what caused the truck to go off the road. A local fire department has received a grant from the federal government for over $1 million. WFRV-TV reports that the Howard Fire Department was given $1.2 million to buy new equipment and hire more first responders. The department says it will also switch from a 12-hour shift day to a 24-hour day, 365 days a year. The fire chief says at any given time there will be 5 firefighters available to the public. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
It's the Badgers and the Hawkeyes tomorrow in Madison. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers host the Iowa Hawkeyes. Kickoff at Camp Randall, 3 o'clock. The forecasted game time, cloudy, chance for showers, winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. The two teams battling for the Heartland Trophy, established in 2004. A plaque with a statue of a bull. Iowa won the trophy last year. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle.
When I think last week, you know, we faced a team that is really good at doing what they do and finding ways to give them a chance to win. And this week we're playing one that's does an even better job of that.
This is Kirk Ferentz's 25th season as the Hawkeyes head coach.
You know, a big challenge with Wisconsin, the fact that you're playing a really good football team, and that's what we're looking at with Wisconsin. So, obviously, a new coaching staff. Coach Fickell's done a great job. Very, very good on film.
NFL. On Thursday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Denver Broncos 19-8 at Arrowhead Stadium. Quarterback Russell Wilson threw for only one touchdown and two interceptions.
We had a chance, and I think we just got to play better, play cleaner. I think the best thing we can do is just keep believing. I gotta play better. That starts with me, and you know, I know I'll respond the right way.
The Broncos falling to 1-5 for the season, and next host the Packers in Denver. Head coach Sean Payton.
To win in our league, you got to be better throwing the ball, especially, you know, I don't think the wind was that big of a factor.
The Packers have their bye week, no game this weekend. I asked right guard John Runyon on what was missing in back-to-back losses to the Lions and the Raiders in prime time.
We haven't really been able to run the ball pretty effectively these first two games, and I thought we showed glimpses getting the run game going up front, and you know, play passes and those explosives we're built on. That's the world we want to live in. So being able to run the ball and, you know, get the linebackers to, you know, suck up and, you know, fall for that run fake and being able to throw it over the top.
NBA, the Bucks head to LA to face the Lakers Sunday in a preseason game. Tip off time at 6 p.m. Giannis asked how practice has been under new head coach Adrian Griffin.
From start to finish, everything is competitive.
With sports, I'm Mike.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Mike.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good
recording, man.
Yeah,
brother, like,
solid.
Right on.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing?
I'm doing as good as I can be with how rainy it is this morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. We haven't gotten that much rain yet, but it's supposed to be coming. Good morning to you, Sandy. It's Friday. That means Fridays with my co-host Sandy Williams. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I woke up. It was dark outside this morning, dark and rainy. I thought it was the middle of the night.
You know,
still waking up.
You know, you said you watched a little bit of the football game last night.
I did. Boy, talk about a bad trade. Russell Wilson. You know, I think he was good when he could get out of the pocket and make that ad lib second half of the play. But he's not very good at making the non-ad-lib first half of the play, and their offense was just nothing.
I'm sorry, my friend. I have to admonish you.
What?
You were watching the football game last night?
I was. I was on a treadmill walking, getting some exercise.
But you're paying attention to the wrong thing. Taylor Swift was there.
Well, I know.
What are they doing?
In fact, Travis Kelce... He'll get attention when he, like, I don't know what, bends over to tie his shoe, and then they'll go up and look at her to see whether she's watching him tie
Sandy,
his shoe.
Why don't they stop it already?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it just goes to show.
Actually, NFL, which has become so popular, is becoming dangerously close to World Wrestling Federation.
Yes.
The way they handle it, the way they handle the game, and the way they're allowing things to go on. You know,
they had better. Quit it, okay? I don't want to see Taylor Swift every time there's a break, every time Travis Kelce gets a catch. They span up to Taylor Swift.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm confused because she travels with like a bevy. There's like three attractive women up there, and I don't know which one of them is Taylor Swift, but she's one of those up there.
But what are they trying to do, man? Okay, I want to see the football game. If I wanted to be, you compared it to the WWE.
Yeah, it's either like that or it's like TikTok.
Yeah.
Maybe it's closer to TikTok.
They are really beginning to, and I think they're probably going to get pushback from, you know, geezers like you and I who are going to say, hey, wait a minute, you know. And they're saying, well, you know, the she's improved the listening audience to NFL football. I can't believe that. They say that, and maybe there are maybe more women watching football. Women watch football because Taylor Swift is? Come on.
I don't know. Taylor Swift's recent tour has grossed something like $1 billion. So she must be a phenom.
Hey, Sandy.
Yeah? I'm going to go on tour next.
you and I are talking about Taylor Swift.
See?
I mean, come on.
We get sucked in. We get sucked in just like everyone else.
But man, you know, so I'm... You know, 844-967-2789. You know, we're not going to spend much time on this.
We've already spent too much time.
But I mean, I'm you know, enough of it already. Let's move beyond, you know, entertainment. But I guess football is entertainment, right?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, they're beginning to treat it more and more like pure entertainment. You know, it's supposed to be sports entertainment.
Right.
And, you know, and the game is still a great game, but what they're doing to surround it, you know, the whole Aaron Rodgers, that first game, waiting and the smoke coming out and the American flag, you know, oh, God.
And now Aaron Rodgers is challenging Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Come on.
To a debate over vaccines.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, you realize how much of this is money. Aaron Rodgers has gotten $1 million from Pat McAfee for appearing in his.
He gets paid for
that. He gets paid for that. The Saban, the coach of Alabama, both get paid quite a bit apparently. So apparently Aaron doesn't do really anything for free, and now he's enjoying being in the spotlight on the sidelines of the Jets game. So, you know, there's a diva at every game. At the Kansas City games, it's
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, and at the Jets games, it's Aaron Rodgers.
So, Sandy, let's kind of, and before we get into the real business, a friend of mine asked me if I would have you explain whether or not 401ks are the greatest thing since sliced bread. And, about 1978, 401ks came into vogue. And the government pushed 401ks. And people are now, some of them are questioning whether or not it's all together what they said it was going to be. Your thoughts?
Well, 401ks are useful to the individual to the extent that you can defer taxes and defer taxes on gains in your investments for your pension, right? So, but the idea of 401ks was, you could tell it was the first thread of a potential elimination of something like Social Security, okay? So that everyone would have their own investment plan, and by the time they got to retirement, they'd be self-funded. And so it was pushed in some respects by the businesses that were being reforced in their benefit plans to include pension plans. And those pension plans began to get supplanted by and replaced by 401ks. So, no, we aren't going to give you a full pension or a defined benefit plan, but we're going to contribute to your 401k plan. We'll put in half and you'll put in half. And, of course, that half contribution probably wasn't anywhere near the size of what they would have been needing to contribute to the pension plan in order to keep it fully funded for the fixed benefit pensions that were then in effect in the early 80s and during that time frame. So what's happened is that, you know, the limit on what amount you can put into a 401k that's tax deferred is limited. In today's dollars, it's maybe $30,000 if you have a maximum income, but $30,000 a year of savings is not going to get you to the scale of a retirement that you would get out of a defined benefit plan, even assuming, pretty significant growth in a stock portfolio. And the stock portfolio that you might have is going to be subject to the ups and downs of the stock market. So when you retire, God help you, if you retire during a recession and you have your portfolio in stocks, you don't have what you thought you would have when you retire. So no, 401ks have a use, but they haven't worked to the extent that there are any significant portion of our population that has a fully funded pension out of their 401ks.
So is it safe to say that, you know, the information is in now? You know, in 1978, when they first came out with the 401k, you didn't know, you know, you thought maybe this was the panacea. But you're saying the information is in now.
Well, the information is in that people need to fund their pension at to a degree that's greater than the amount that's scheduled under the 401k tax deferred investment amount, number one. Number two, you know, it has not fulfilled the mission of giving people fully funded, comfortable retirements in any large scale across the board. So in exchange for the 401ks, the withdrawal of pensions funded by the employer happened. And so I would say that the plight of those who are currently working in terms of what they can look forward to in their retirement has been diminished by the effect of the 401k. They should certainly continue to use the 401k and Roth,
right?
You know, the whole tax benefited forms of retirement savings that you can have and non-retirement savings. But they should understand that the amount set by the government for how much you can put in there and tax defer is not enough.
Calvin, who do we have on the line?
We have Ryan from Iguanago.
Hey, good morning to you, Ryan. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. And actually, it's Brian with a B.
Brian, okay. That's okay.
I was actually calling to say not to worry too much about the whole Taylor Swift thing. The way she changes boyfriends, NFL fans are getting who the heck she is.
Well,
with that being said, worry not. NFL will go back to normal by halfway through the season. And as far as 401ks go, I believe that those are literally an attempt at, you know, getting rid of, like Sandy said, getting rid of or possibly eliminating pensions. Because I believe it's meant to be so that the uneducated don't know what they're doing. Like, in fact, when you're still getting your Social Security, not pensions, but Social Security, that's what I believe Sandy said. And when you're working and you just keep working and money's going to Social Security, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to put in thought and forth effort about it. You just got to keep going to work. Whereas with the 401ks, if you're not educating yourself about how they work and what to do with them, especially with the, you know, stock market and what have you and the Roth IRAs and all of that, there's so much complexity to it that I myself have tried to educate myself on it in the past 2 years, and I'm still, you know, lost when I go in there and try to make sure I got everything figured out. So I just wanted to throw that out there for my 2 cents. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Brian, thank you for listening, man. Thank you for the call. We'll let Sandy respond on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Talk to me. So you can see, sister, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Right now. Right now. Hey, man, what's your name? Right on.
Mayor. Right. Do you ever have, ladies, come to your shop, your beautiful, wonderful store on Military, and ask if the diamond they got was real?
Absolutely, they do.
They do, huh?
And how many, if any, are married to people like John Mino?
What's that supposed to mean?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app, Mino and the Mayor.
I want to talk about the two of you. And what I love the most about it is the excitement for Green Bay. You guys, both of you, have a passion for our area. When you talk about the local events, you're not just talking about, hey, it's at this location at this time. Like, you know, oh, there's this race that they do, or they do this cake thing. Like, you know it so well, and I love the energy that you bring to this show.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it's New York into Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York, and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 51 today under cloudy skies with scattered rain showers likely. Winds out of the east, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows level off around 49, cloudy.